This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 1 says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." Now here we see a contrast between those who love instruction and knowledge and those that hate reproof. And it's again these ETHs, so it's a continual process. This is what you're doing constantly. Whoso continually loves instruction, and this is the word that's used to deal with the type of instruction where you are taught doctrine with discipline and correction when you don't get it right, and reproof and chastening. It is a very strong word that deals with all of that. It is a discipline of learning whereby you are disciplined to learn the truth, and you're corrected when you have error and chastened when you go astray. And so he that loveth this instruction also loveth knowledge. He loves to grow in the knowledge and things of God. You love to learn and get insight and have discernment and understanding so that you can do the things that you are supposed to do. Now, he that hateth reproof. And I mean, this is, you're the enemy of it. That's your enemy. You don't like it when people come up and try to correct you. And that word reproof has everything to do with you don't like correction. You don't like being chastened. You don't like being reproved or rebuked. Then that person is brutish. And that word brutish has everything to do with like a brute beast, like a person that is a foolish person who is very senseless about things. And he says that because they have forsaken the love of that which gives them truth and that which gives them the knowledge to live. Now, again, the book of Proverbs is full of verses that deal with these, because he said in the very beginning of the book, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 10, verse 17, he is in the way of life that keepeth, guardeth constantly instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. You're constantly erring when you're constantly refusing the reproof to get you back where you need to be. But you are in the way of life when you are constantly guarding the instruction that is being given that you're supposed to have. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. In chapter 13, verse 1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. He won't even listen to it. He doesn't want anything to do with it. Drop down to verse 13 of chapter 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Verse 18, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. If you regard it like you should, and you get right, and you get corrected, that's the way to go. Chapter 15, verse 5, a fool despiseth all the time his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. And boy, prudence is part of what wisdom brings. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Ugh. Boy, that was a rough one. And then, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. Do not be a scorner, my friend. Be one who absolutely continually loves the instruction, and one who continually loves the knowledge and the chastening of the Lord.
Oh, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.